This is internationally best-selling indie author Michael Brent Collings, inviting you to join me at bestsellerlife.com/DCR to unlock my tips, tricks, and hacks for a successful writing career. So go to bestsellerlife.com/DCR and kickstart your writing adventure today.
This is Daniel.
And this is Krebs.
This is Alton.
And I am Matai.
And you're listening to Dungeon Crawlers Radio, the greatest geek podcast out there.
All right, everyone, welcome. We are here at Dragonsteel yet again with a fantastic author interview. We are talking to Brittany Hansen, the author of The Abandoned Realm. So thank you.
Hi. Yes, thank you.
So for those of you that are not here getting to witness this, she has elf ears on.
Yes.
She is cosplaying one of her own characters. Yes. That's how awesome her book is that she can cosplay her own character.
It's so. Long white hair like a dark elf.
Yes.
And just, I mean, nail it. Just absolutely nail it.
I mean, besides that, I love the tattoos, though. I mean,
yeah.
Those are stunning tattoos.
I've got all the, like, bookish symbols scattered throughout, so...
And the waterfall, I mean, whoever your artist was for that is just amazing.
He's very talented, yes. He's very talented.
So, okay. So we're going to jump into this. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the book.
My name's Brittany Hansen. Mm-hmm. I live here in Utah with my husband and my two kids. I've been writing pretty much since I was a kid. I've always been an avid reader. And, yeah, I live near the mountains and read and write now.
So... I'm going to ask this because as a fellow writer and I have my own kids, how do you get about writing when having kids? I mean, I'm different. I'm dad, but you're mom.
Yeah.
Everyone goes to mom for problems.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Yes.
So my kids are 2.5 and 5.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. My daughter just started preschool, so that is very helpful as far as time. And then just I have a really good support system. My in-laws... do like a grandparent day once a week, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. So I can get a larger chunk of writing time. And then otherwise it's nap time, writing sprints, or I'll do like a writing retreat every year with my writing group. And so kind of having those larger chunks of time is really helpful.
Yeah.
And then otherwise it's just figuring it out around nap time. It's really hard though.
She's out. Time to write. Yeah. How many words can I cram in?
Exactly.
Yeah, before we get into the books, I want to paint a picture for our listeners. All right. So one of the things that attracted me to your booth was this tagline, abandoning her story was her first mistake. Her second was assuming her characters would stay on the page.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then there was this picture of this huge golden dragon over the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, right there, that's a hook. Of our story that pretty much writes itself.
Yes.
Tell us.
Hold on. I'm going to say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having a dragon with four legs and wings.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of Hollywood dragons. But yes, go on.
Yeah. So the story is about there's an elven warrior named Talera that's who I'm cosplayed as today. And she gets ripped from her fictional world abruptly and placed in the Abandoned Realm, which is where all the other discarded fictional characters get sent to when their author stops writing their story.
Yes, interesting.
I always apologize to other writers because it's a very guilt-ridden
concept. That was
concept.
The first thing I thought of.
I know, feel really
I'm
bad
so
now
sorry.
For some of my characters.
I know.
They're lost in this abandoned place.
Exactly. So... But a portal gets opened from the Abandoned Realm into our world. It comes out on the Golden Gate Bridge, which is that part of the picture.
Okay.
So Talera comes through with all these other discarded characters. Some of them have turned to villains because they were forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So these magical creatures are all flooding San Francisco during a fantasy convention. So it's very meta.
Nice.
And she's trying to find her writer, Bex, to have her reverse what she's done. And there's, like, danger that's now happening. So they have to, like, fight off inner demons and actual demons to save the city.
Just sounds incredible.
I think I now know where the three convicts that escaped Alcatraz went. They went through a portal.
Exactly, yes.
No, that's amazing and fantastic. Now, please tell me somehow Alcatraz is incorporated
in
here.
You know, there isn't actually anything on Alcatraz in there.
Dang it.
I'm so sorry.
An opportunity missed.
There
is a sequel, maybe.
There could be.
Spin-off books.
Yeah. I know. No, but it's still not... All kidding aside, that is a fantastic premise.
Thank you.
Really interesting and unique.
Thank you.
Most everyone, I'm like, so what is unique about your story? I don't even need to ask that because you've already told me.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
There's a character in there who is very coded as Brandon Sanderson.
Yeah.
Who's like the famous author at the convention and kind of joins the adventure a little bit.
Yeah.
I like
that premise too. Another good author friend of mine, he wrote a book that was happening during a convention, but it was being overtaken by a bunch of aliens, but they were all dressed up and no one knew.
No one knows. Yes.
Because they all look like
it's
everyone
like
else.
It's like in Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
When he just thinks they're all cosplayers and fans, but they're the actual aliens. There's a bunch of fantasy characters and people are like, wow, these costumes have gotten really good.
So I'm just going to throw this out here. Listeners, you have to buy this book now because she threw out the Galaxy Quest thing.
Yes.
That is awesome. Because that is so true. You know, you don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, people are dressed up and they could be aliens, they could be demons, they could be anything.
Exactly.
So that is great. So is this a standalone story?
This one is a standalone.
Okay.
There could be spinoffs that I could do at some point if I wanted to. I haven't decided as of yet.
Is there other books coming?
Yes. So I'm working on a duology that is a reimagining of Robin Hood.
Okay.
But it's gender bent.
Okay.
And it has magic. And it's like an enemies to lovers trope.
Because
we love an enemies to
lovers.
And that'll be a duology. Okay. It's an adult duo. And that'll be coming out in 2024 sometime.
That's weird to say, 2024.
I know.
Anyways.
So I assume is it your first time at Dragonsteel?
Yes, it is, actually.
So what made you decide to come to Dragonsteel to sell your wares?
I am a big Brandon Sanderson fan, and there's a local conference, writing conference, Storymakers down in Provo every year.
Yep.
So I've attended that, and he was teaching this year, and he was doing like a marketing class that was amazing, and he had mentioned the conference, and I'd heard about it through Instagram and stuff previously, but since my book just came out in June, I had started thinking, oh, I should start going to convention. So
very nice.
I was like, what better place? It's literally, I literally feel like I'm in my book right now. Like looking around, I'm like, there's a suit of armor, like the suit of armor she uses the spear from. Like there's, you know, I hope we don't get attacked.
Well, if you do, there's some swords,
exactly,
there's some lightsabers.
Yeah, we will figure
We have some weapons. So, okay, where can our listeners that aren't here find you?
So, on Instagram, it's at a Brit Bookish.
Okay.
Like a bit bookish, but a Brit Bookish.
Nice.
And it's B-R-I-T. And my website is BrittanyHansonAuthor.com.
Okay.
Now, I sell my books directly through there, but it's also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much
anywhere
you get books.
You can find
books.
In
several local bookstores in Utah. If you know Legendarium, King's English, Marissa's, you can get me there.
That's
and
awesome.
There is an audiobook.
Even more exciting.
Out. And the narrator, Trisha Day, is spectacular. She's, amazing. So the audiobook's really good, too.
All right, folks. So go out, pick up this book, because it sounds like an epic journey of epic proportions. I'm going to just keep saying epic so you'll buy the book. So with that said, we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.
Hey, DCR fans. Do you ever dream of quitting your job to become a successful writer? This is internationally best-selling indie author and friend of Dungeon Crawlers Radio, Michael Brent Collings, inviting you to join me at bestsellerlife.com/DCR to unlock my tips, tricks, and hacks for a successful writing career. A portion of every sale at bestsellerlife.com/DCR goes to support Dungeon Crawlers Radio. And even better, another portion goes to charity. So go to bestsellerlife.com/DCR and kickstart your writing adventure today.
Hello, Dungeon Crawlers. We are here now with Casey Woodruff. How are you, Casey?
I'm great.
Thank you for joining us.
She is so great. She has this massive smile. She's excited.
Oh, very much. Very much so. And we're here to talk to you today about your book, Dawn of the Darkest Day. And the thing that got me immediately, because I'm an engineering nerd, STEM-based magic system. You got to tell me, what's that about?
Yeah, so the main character, she's a princess, but she's also a huge engineering nerd.
Okay.
She loves tinkering. She loves inventing. She loves gardening. She loves, like, all science-related stuff, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And she is forced into a marriage with a tyrant. So it's like, it's a lot like Warbreaker, if you've read that.
Yep.
But the tyrant is actually a tyrant. And so their world is built off of a magic system that has died out. And so all their technology is failing, and she is trying to save it.
Nice.
Wow, interesting. And so what's your writer's journey? How did you get to this point where you, I'm going to write a book and get it published?
Well, I did not think about publishing at first. That's for sure. I've always liked writing, and I've always like dabbled in all types of writing. I started out in journalism in college, and then I wound up in creative writing, and that was the one that stuck. And then publishing, I didn't even know about self-publishing, and all my friends started publishing, and so I just followed the trend and found out it's super fun.
And super easy. You don't need to query or
have
the soul-crushing rejection letters
I did get a few soul-crushing rejection letters.
They're not fun.
I try not to let them stack before I decided to just do it on my own.
That's awesome. So there's a lot of really cool things. I like how you have everything listed out here. You know, you have morally gray heroes. I mean, those are fun characters to write.
Yes.
So why did you choose to use that dynamic with your heroes instead of, like, the very strict, you know, stereotypical heroes we see in stories?
I just love character-driven stories.
Yeah.
And because this is the beginning of a series, I didn't want them to start out, mm-hmm. like, at the top of their journeys. I wanted them to all just kind of suck at first. Like, a lot of my readers say that they hate all the characters, but they're rooting for them for some reason. And so I wanted them to start at the bottom of their character arc so I could build them up mm-hmm. over time.
I mean, that just tells me that you did it right, because everyone loves to hate Joffrey. You know, he is horrible. You're rooting for him to die, but you're like, I want to see what he does next. So
exactly.
That's great that's what you're doing.
Thank you.
Wow, so Dragonsteel is this conference where we get a lot of new authors coming up, sponsored by an author who's gone through this journey himself and got a lot of success from it. So what about you? Why did you choose this convention?
So I've always been like a huge Sanderson nerd.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like 12 years old, I was obsessed with Elantris. So
great
I've
book.
Kind of followed his journey there. My husband took his writing class in college, and so I'd sneak into class with him sometimes. And I was here last year, and I loved the conference, and it was super fun. And so once I found out they were taking exhibitors, me and Brittany were like, well, we have to do this. Like, we're both huge Sanderson fans, and we both have books that we want Sanderson fans to read. So
very nice.
Wow. So this you said that you've been to Dragonsteel before. So this is the first year we're at a new venue. This is like the largest premier venue in Salt Lake City. What's the difference between last year versus this year?
Well, there's a lot more people and a lot more like authors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really fun to connect with everyone else who is, you know, showing off their books here. I am sad that I'm missing out on a lot of the cool classes.
Yeah.
But it's... I really think, so last year was their first year in the Salt Palace, I believe.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh,
last year was, yes.
Oh, my mistake.
Oh.
They were still down at UCC.
Yeah, and I think last year they were still kind of figuring everything out.
Yeah.
And then this year, it is just, everything is so sharp. Like, it's so tight, and it's so fun, like, seeing, last year everything was very Mistborn. Like,
mm-hmm.
that was kind of the biggest
yeah.
thing. And this year, it is everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing... all the secret projects, yeah. And it's giving me so many ideas of how I want to code my characters so that they're noticeable out in the wild.
That's awesome. I like how you're already thinking about that. So is there other books coming out? Is this a standalone? Is this part of a series?
Yes, so this is book one in a series. Okay. It should be a series of four, and I'm working on book two right now. So I'm hoping that will come out late next year, hopefully.
And where can our listeners find you and your books?
So I sell on Amazon. I'm on Kindle Unlimited, and I also sell direct on my website.
Very nice.
And your website is?
CaseyWoodruff.com.
Okay. Well, folks, this sounds like an amazing book. And if you are an engineer, clearly this sounds like this is your magic system.
Engineers will save the world.
Yes. So
or blow it up. Depends on the day.
As with every interview we've done with authors, go out, support them, pick up a copy, and we'll check you next. Wow, I just botched that one. We'll see you next time.
Editing.
Yes.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like this episode, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you find us.